Great. We are in Netivot Shalom on Rosh Hashanah, page Kuf Chaf Gimel Ma'amar Chamishi Ashri Am Yodei Tshua Kol Shofar Kesher HaNe'alam Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levi Yisrael, and we're in the beginning of the second paragraph on that page. V'yish Lamar. Oh yeah.
This is your pen.
I told you it wasn't going to come back. V'yish Lamar Be'ur Ha'inyan Al Derech Mashal. So we can explain this through a mashal. Lemelech sheshalach et bino lemerchakim bein oivei hamelech lemaleisham tafkid miuchad sheyitil alav. That al derech mashal, by way of analogy, a king who sends out his son to the far reaches between amidst his enemies to fulfill his purpose. A specific purpose that he gives to him. So the prince is sent out amongst the king's enemies to go and fulfill some sort of mission, some sort of purpose that is given over to him. Ve'omnam, kedei lishmor et hakesher im bino hu sholeach lo michtavim timidin kesidram. However, in order to make sure to maintain the connectivity between the king and his son, he's constantly sending him letters. To keep up with him. Aval oivei hamelech mechavlim ve'osim kol minei tachbulot la'akev et ha'michtavim shelo yagiu el ben ha'melech amanat lenatek et ha'kesher ben ha'melech lebeno. Right, so the son is sent out to go and fulfill a certain purpose, to go and fulfill a certain objective, a goal. The goal is amongst these enemies of the king. So the king wants to keep in connection with his son, the prince, and sends him all these letters to maintain that connectivity. But since his objective has to go by way of going through the enemies of the king, the enemies of the king try to make sure that they can find ways to find out which are these letters that are going to the prince, and to make sure that the prince never gets them. Because they want to disconnect, they want to destroy the connection between the king and the prince. They want to stop it. Ending a relationship is one of the most damaging things that a person can do, and they're trying to end the relationship between the king and the son. That's one of the most painful things that the prince can go through. Lizot asa melech shidaber im bino lechol apachot pam achat bashana bofen yashar pelpe. And because of this, the king makes sure that even though he has this specific goal, this specific tafkid that he has to fulfill out there, farther in the farther reaches of the kingdom, in the place of his enemies, he makes sure that at least once a year, even if it disrupts what's meant to happen out there for the prince, that the prince comes back to the castle, comes back to the kingdom once a year, to be able to talk with the king face to face, to make sure that at least once a year there's the clarification, there's the recommitment of the fact that there's that depth of relationship that only comes when you're face-to-face. To make sure that no matter whatever messages get through or don't get through, that there's a relationship there, that there's a connection there, that there's a closeness there that doesn't go away. Umidabrim b'safa kazot she'ein oivei hamelech makirim ota. And they go and talk. In a language that the enemies of the king will not recognize. V'keivan she'inam mivinim et ha'inyanim ha'mirumazim b'kol hazeh, nivtzar mehem la'afriya lazeh. Since they don't recognize the voice or the way of speech, they don't stop this. V'al'idezeh mitchadesh ha'kesher b'nehem. And through this, they renew the connection. It sounds like hafuch, it sounds like the opposite. He's saying, no, not that the prince goes back to the king. The prince has to do his tafkid. What happens? The king comes out of his palace and travels into the midst of his enemies to make sure that even if all of his letters didn't get to the prince, he makes sure to himself go and meet the prince face to face. And they talk very carefully. They talk in code to make sure that nobody knows that it's the prince, nobody knows it's the king, nobody knows what message they're trying to send to one another. They talk in signs. They talk in a language, in code that only they understand, that comes from their depth of connectivity. And because of that, their oivim, the enemies, aren't able to stop them. And through this, they're constantly mitchadesh the kesher b'nehem. At least that once a year, they're able to reestablish and define and concretize that relationship by seeing each other face to face, by talking face to face. And in fact, I would say even deeper, by having to talk in code. That's an even deeper mode of relationship. We're able to talk in a way that only we understand. Remember all of those signs that we used to say to each other, the way in which you would speak, what a word really means between the two of us and the two of us only, but it doesn't even mean to the rest of the world. There's a secret that's happening there. We're talking in code, we're talking in secret, we're reconnecting of all the time that we spent together growing up. Kemo Kain, who bekesh Rabbi Yisrael le'aviyam shebashamayim. So too is the connection between Klal Yisrael and our Father in Heaven. Ashish tamid mastinim u'mekatrigim she'asitra achra oseh misachim u'mechitzot ha'mavdilim kedei lenatek chas v'shalom et ha'kesher bin Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Even though there's constantly, there's trying to trip up and to fight against, to argue against. Sitra Achra is constantly fighting and arguing against us. That's that Rashi Tevot on the top of the page, Sitra Achra, which literally means Seter is a side, Achra is the other. It means the other side. The other side is Alpi Chasidut, Alpi Kabbalah, for a reference to the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, the negative forces in the world. It's called the Sitra Achra. It says the Sitra Achra is constantly trying to pull us away, to fight against our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oseh misachim u'mechitzot. He's putting up masks and walls to divide us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedil natek chas v'shalom et ha'kesher. To cut off the connection. Ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. To stop us from feeling connected. The Yitzhar Hara, the Sitra Achra, is standing there and making me feel like I'm saying these words in tefillah every day. Am I even talking to anybody? I'm doing this mitzvah. Is anybody watching? I'm saying Tehillim. Is anybody listening? I'm doing a mitzvah. Does anybody care? Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly trying to make it feel like there's nothing going on. He's putting masks on, right? What does olam mean? Maza olam? Milashon ha'elem, hidden. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in the world. The physicality of the world is a mask on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face, so to speak. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden underneath the physicality of the world. And it's hiding us. It's hiding from us. It's hiding from us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. And I look and I say, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu really here? I'm sitting in my secular classes, and I'm hearing all this stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's all just the way of the world. Maybe there isn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm listening to the radio, I'm listening to a song, I'm sitting in my room, I'm not feeling spiritual. I didn't do any mitzvot today. I woke up and I had to run to class, and I didn't get up early enough to daven, and I didn't get a chance to learn today. And I'm wondering, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu really there? It's a Sitra Achra building up, stone by stone, building up walls between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, making sure those messages don't get through, making sure the physicality of the world is able to mask a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face. Constantly trying to do this for us and not letting us see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is underneath. Building and building these walls to cut off that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is screaming to us from behind the wall and we can't hear him. That we're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we don't hear him. We don't see his face. We don't, so to speak. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face, so to speak. As he sits there and he cries and when we cry, he doesn't see. And we don't see because of this wall that's being put up by the Yetzer Hara, by the Sitra Achra. That's cutting us off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hare achat bashana ish kol shofar shul kol yashar bin HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. Once a year, there's this cry, this krechs, the sound of the shofar. That's the sound, that's the kol, that's the voice, that's straight, that's clear, that's true, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The af echad zulatam eino mavin at hakol hazeh, but nobody understands this kol baras. Nobody really understands what the shofar is about. Nobody really hears the shofar baras. Ukimod ita, the af shein lahazkir chataim rosh hashanah, harei bein hatkiot mutar lehitvadot. Even though one is not meant to talk about any sins on Rosh Hashanah, we have no vidoy, we have no echomim in English. We have no
confession.
Confession. Thank you. Confession of sins. We have no confession of sins. Up till 4:30 last night, preparing the Chachalayim Shir, so like my mind's a little bit shut down. There's no confession of sins on Rosh Hashanah. We're not allowed to. The one time when one can, according to some opinions, during the tkiot, during the shofar, one can confess. Because at that time, when the king is talking to his children, nobody else understands. Nobody else hears. It's a call that's between the two of us. It's a call that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can hear. Everybody else hears. They hear a ram's horn. They hear a sound. They hear a shofar blast. They hear the blast of some sort of loud noise. They hear a car alarm. They don't know what's going on. They don't realize what a person goes through. A person who connects to the shofar. A person who recognizes that the shofar is the mitzvah that's given us how central the shofar is to who we are. That the kol shofar was at Har Sinai. That the kol shofar takes us throughout history. That the kol shofar is with us in Elul. That the kol shofar is with us in Rosh Hashanah. That the kol shofar is telling us when our enemies are coming against us. That the kol shofar is telling us when it's time to do teshuva. That's something that only a Jew understands. And we hear the blast of the shofar come out. It's the science between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu that only we understand. And there you can say anything. Because it's what I mean. It's what I'm trying to say. It's the shofar is the primal cry inside of us. The shofar is the primal cry that's beyond words. There aren't even words in a shofar. We're just crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is really close to somebody, you're able to say things without saying anything. You're able to cry and the other person understands. You're able to break down in that moment, and that other person who you're so close to, who you love, your parent who raised you, your friend you've gone through your life with, your spouse is your other half, that at that moment when you break down into tears, that moment when you break down and all you can do is just scream, all you can do is just cry, they know exactly what you're going through. They know you because they know your innermost chambers. That's the shofar. That's the cry of the shofar. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what we're saying without us saying anything at all. That's what the shofar is meant to be. That's what that moment is meant to be for us. And the moment of the shofar, that's the greatest moment of tshuva. According to the Svarim, that's the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is danas on Rosh Hashanah, by the way. It's a good thing to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is danas, He judges us, during the shofar blasts. All of Rosh Hashanah, if you're going to space in for one moment, could die for most of Rosh Hashanah. But if you're only going to space in for a moment, space it during the shofar blasts. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is danas ba'asher husham. That's when He judges us as we are in that moment. In that moment, we want to be our ideal self. But why is it that in that moment we want to be our ideal self? Because that moment is the primal cry that is me. So when I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is who I really am. I just have trouble getting it through. I have trouble breaking through the walls. I have trouble beating the Yetzer Hara. I have trouble. I can't. But I'm living with you and I'm being with you in this moment as my ideal self. It's because you know who I am deep down. You recognize who I am deep down. And that's what this cry is. That's what the shofar is meant to be. And it's the science between us and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once heard very beautifully from my Rebbe, that's the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah. That also, what do we do on Rosh Hashanah night? What's the only thing basically that we're doing at the table that's unique to Rosh Hashanah night?
The Simanim.
The Simanim. What does Siman mean in English?
Signs.
It's a sign. What's a Siman? Why do we do Simanim? What does it mean? I say, you know, we added it in the Yeratzim later on. They're very beautiful. We added it in the Yeratzim later on. What were we really doing originally? We're just eating pomegranates. We're just eating apples. Why? I don't know. There's nothing clear. There's nothing explicit about that. I'm not saying anything to anybody. What am I saying? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you understand that when I'm eating the dog, I'm saying Shiyirbu Ketagim. That I'm eating the Tamar, Shitamu Aveinu. I don't have to say it. I don't have to say it. It's a Siman. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're so close. When we grew up, you know, we know the signs. We know the way that I used to, you know, when you know somebody really well, you know, you can just like move your hand in a certain way, tilt your head in a certain way, you know, squint your eye a certain way, and the other person knows what you're talking about. That's what we're doing with the Simanim. Forget the Yerat. I mean, say the Yeratzins because we don't even understand what we're trying to do. That's what's get us into the zone. But if you move the Yeratzins, what are we doing? We're just eating pomegranates. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu understands. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Because this day is a day that is more on, that teaches us, that links into the closeness. That all I have to do is eat pomegranates, he knows what I'm talking about. He knows that sign. You know, we're at the Shabbos table. This doesn't mean anything. What does this mean? I'm trying to think, it doesn't mean anything. So my wife knows. This means, pass around the Mayim Achronim. I don't know how you know what that means. How do you know what that means? It's a sign. Pass around the Mayim Achronim. That's, she knows, that's what it means. And she goes and gets the Mayim Achronim when I go like this. There are signs that only spouses have, that only friends have, that only a parent and a child has. All I have to do is to go this. It's the same thing with the Siman on Rosh Hashanah night. It's the same thing with the shofar. We're not saying anything, but we're saying everything. We're not saying anything, but we're saying everything. It's like one of my favorite lines in the beautiful tefillah, beautiful, beautiful tefillah of Ana B'Koach. Towards the end of Ana B'Koach, it says, before Shema Tzakatenu is, if I haven't slept, I can't find the first words. What's right before it? Shavatenu Kabel, thank you. Shavatenu Kabel, hear my cries. Ushma Tzakatenu, and hear what I'm screaming out to you. Right? So what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm crying out to you. What's the next words? I had never seen this written anywhere, but to me it's like, I broke down inside when I realized what it was trying, what I think it's trying to say. Ushma Tzakatenu, what's the next words? Yodea ta'alumos. What's a ta'alumot? Olam he'alam. Maza ta'alumot?
Hidden.
You knows what's hidden. What are we saying? Hear my cries. Hear my tza'akatenu. Yodea ta'alumot. What are we saying? Hear my primal cry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where I'm streaming out to you. Not the words. The words are just a levush. I know that you can hear what I'm saying because you know what I mean. You know it's in the depth of my heart. Because when I give you a krex, because when I blow my shofar, you understand what's in the depths of my heart. You understand my secrets. That's why you hear my cry. We don't understand why people are crying very often. We don't connect to it. We don't understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands our cry because he's Yodea Ta'alumot. And so therefore, Shavatenu Kabelu Shmatza Akatenu Yodea Ta'alumot. That's the only way you can really understand. Because I'm just screaming to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm blowing my shofar, crying out to you with no words. It's deeper than a cry. It's deeper than a conversation. It's just the depth of my soul I'm giving to you, Akash Baruch Hu. I'm screaming out from inside. Ki ata kol hazeh, shemelech mesocheach v'chulei, tov. On the end of that line, v'al yidei zeh, Mitchadesh is the first word in line. Ve'alzeh mitchadesh, shuva kesher bin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. And this is what reunites the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Pam achad bashana, once a year, b'tkiyat shofar, when we blow the shofar, ne'anach Klal Yisrael, we cry out et ha'anacha, this deep cry, ha'amuka, va'amitit, and this true cry, this emes of ourselves, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Hashem. Ve'en ha'sitra achra yicholim lihitarev az. There's no way for the sitra achra to cause any problems. If it's real, if it's that emistic, you can shatter any wall with a cry like that. Nothing in this world and nothing in the spiritual world can stand between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you cry out. Nothing can stand between the two of you.
What's lihitarev?
To get involved, to become, to get mixed up in it. Ad shegam im kol ha'she'arim ninalu, kemo shekatuv shetam tefilati uvechinat Elokim ekra yomam velo ta'aneh velayla velo dumiyali mavkia achshav kol ha'shofar et kol ha'mechitzot. That it doesn't matter that even if all of the gates are locked, and even if we're in a place where it seems like we're not being responded to, we're able to hear Mavkiach Shav Kol HaShofar. The Kol HaShofar can break down, can break through all of the mechitzot. Hazaka Gdola, this tremendous cry, Umaran, this bitter cry, Sheklal Yishal Zoakim, that all of Israel is crying out. Pam Achat Bashana, once a year in front of Hashem Yitbarach. Bokea Kol Hanei Turei Ramai Ve'ein Mishiyachol Akev Ba'adam. Breaks down all barriers between us and nothing can stop them from getting through. V'ubechinat ma she'amra Torah b'kohen gadol hanichnas b'yom ha'kippurim lifnai v'lifnim b'shem kol Yisrael. And this is an aspect of what the Torah says when the Kohen Gadol enters on Yom HaKippurim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim before all of Israel. V'kol adam lo yeh ba'ohel v'ol mo'ed v'ol l'chaper ba'kodesh. And nobody else is allowed to be in ol mo'ed when the Kohen Gadol comes to sanctify the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to come into the process of the Yom Kippur. Ki az hu yichud kudsha brichu v'Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol is coming on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And because he's embodying Klal Yisrael, he needs to be in Yichud alone with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else is in that room. To be more on the fact that all of us are living with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that all of us on Yom Kippur are going into our Kadosh HaKadoshim, going into our Yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu inside, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, in my Mishkan, I'm going into my Kadosh HaKadoshim, and there's Yichud with me and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and nobody else is there. It's pure. It's raw. It's true. It's me, and it's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's Yichud Gamor. The gates are not locked from the outside. I'm locking the gates from the inside. I'm locking me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my soul. I'm locking me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my heart to be totally real with me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all that there is. That's what the Kohen Gadol is doing in the Beit HaMikdash. That's what I'm doing in my own Mikdash Me'at, inside myself. The Kol Adam Lo Yeh Ba'ol Moed V'chulei Ki Az Yeh Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Yisrael U'Vishat Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Yisrael Bo Yitarev Zar. And at the time of the Yichud with Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no foreign person should be there. It's only Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only the Kohen Gadol and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside. K'mod ichtiv, b'itvada Yosef elachav, v'lo amad ish ito. Like it says by Yosef HaTzadik, that when Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to the brothers in Parshat Vayigash, that there was nobody else in the room. He kicked everybody else out of the room first. Shekasher nit'achda shuv ha'merkava kedusha b'milu'a. Miyud bet shashvatim, miyud bet zirufei havaya. Haya bechinat yichud, bealkein lo amar ish. That when the Merkava, which is a Kabbalistic term for the way in all of the universe functions, when the Merkava comes together, when all of history completes itself and comes in its full in fully together, when the Yud Bet Shvatim, when all parts of Klal Yisrael come together, as is indicated by the Yud Bet Tzirufei Shem Havaya, meaning, if you have four letters and they all have permutations, what do you have if you have four different letters? How many permutations do you have? Any math people here? You have 16. Yeah, 16. Excellent. You have 16. However, if two of the letters are the same, then you go down to 12. If you take every possible combination of Yud K Vav K, you end up with 12 permutations. There are Yud K Vav K is the source name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole world emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 12 different shades that exist in the world are all the 12 different shades of 12 different emanations of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there are 12 Shvatim. That's why there are 12 months. That's why there are 12 Chalakim in Eretz Yisrael for each one of the Shvatim. On all levels of reality, on soul, in space, in time, they're all different, all the different Gvanim, all the different shades, all the different colors, all the different colors of the spectrum that are refracting from the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all coming from Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And from that name and the 12 different organizations of the letters and the 12 different Shvatim, the 12 different months, the 12 different Shvatim and the 12 different places in Eretz Yisrael, it's all coming and being more on the same thing. As we go farther into the year, we'll talk about that more. We'll unpack that a little bit more. That's a basic introduction to what he's talking about there. Then we can come together as one person. Then we're coming together in our fullness. Ubechinat zo hu kol ha-shofar, and this aspect is the cry of the shofar. Shu kesher panim el panim ben Yisrael la-Hashem Yisparach bal yitarev zar. This is the connection, panim el panim, face to face between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without anybody else being there. It's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukemosh al pi ha-kavanot, just like according to the kavanos, Shalpia kavanot mamteket tkiat ashofar et kol adinim, that when the person, the kavanos, the intents, the deep intents that the Baal Tokea, that the person blowing shofar and shul is meant to be having when they blow the shofar, it's supposed to be a lofty person who's blowing the shofar, is bringing the whole weight of their kavana into the tkiat shofar in the right way. It, that kavana is there, it's able to sweeten all of the judgments. Gam kein bepashut al derech ha'avoda. So too in a simple way al derech ha'avoda. Ha'anacha ha'amuka hazot. Forget the shofar. The cry that comes from within us. That we've been talking about this whole time. Ha'amuka hazot ha'pnimiyut. Mipnimiyut libam shel Yisrael. From the depth of the heart of Israel. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before God. Kasher ein zar mitarev b'nehem mamteket ha'kol adinim. If we actually cry out on Rosh Hashanah. If we actually cry. It doesn't matter. It can be out loud. It can be silent. I'm not saying you have to get up there in shul and be the loudest person in shul, right? When you're saying you're silent, you want esrei. That's the whole point. Yodea ta'alumot. It's not the tzaka. It's the ta'alumot that we're talking about. If you from the inside are crying. If you're from the inside, you're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how loud or soft your words may be. That's mamteket kol adinim. The kavana that you put into that is mamteket kol adinim. It sweetens all the judgments. How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu look at you and say, based on this and this, you're going to have a... How could he look at you and not give you the best year possible? How could he not look at you and give you a year full of bracha? A year full of growth? A year full of avodas Hashem? A year full of shefa? If you're being in that moment so real with him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm your son, I'm your daughter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm your spouse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm your beloved. How could he look at you crying before him from the depths of your soul that all you want to do is be close to him? How could he give you anything but? How could he? He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. He's relating to Bashir Husham. Where are you in that moment? Are you really crying out from within? Are you really blowing your shofar inside in your Kodesh HaKadashim in Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is the highest place a person can reach all year. It's the beginning of the year. It's what sets the seeds, what plants the seeds for the whole year. You're defining who you are and who you will be for the whole year. This cry that comes out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without anything else mixed into it. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, just the two of us alone, in Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah will pick up next week and we'll hopefully finish up the first piece. Shabbat, everybody.